Good morning. We are continuing with our question of yesterday. Is it possible to buy mitzvahs from somebody else? Somebody did mitzvahs and has the schar of mitzvahs either in the past or maybe in the future, investing in somebody and you're going to do mitzvahs and I want to pay you for the mitzvahs you're going to do and get some of the schar, get all of the schar. Is that a possibility? So we saw yesterday that the Maharam Al-Shakir was asked this question and he said, I haven't seen anyone else write on this except Rabbeinu Haigon. And we went through Rav Haigon's tshuva, and it seems pretty explicit there that he's of the view that you cannot create a market in mitzvahs, you cannot buy mitzvahs, you cannot sell mitzvahs, you can't sell the schar of mitzvahs. And in fact, if somebody indeed tries to do that, it could be not only you don't have schar, but you could get punished for that. And that was yesterday's vertor. So today we're going to ask the question, does everyone agree with that? And in fact, we're going to delve further into Rav Haigon, his language, to see really what is he holding, what's his opinion. So Rav Haigon, he, as we discussed yesterday, said you can't buy somebody's char mitzvahs, but you can use your money to do a mitzvah. And we brought various examples. Somebody uses his money to feed a poor person. So that is certainly using your money to do a mitzvah, but that's not buying the schar of somebody else's mitzvah. And another example, he says, and this is going to be important for us, uviyoser misha ozer asukim betorah. Somebody who has money and he helps those who are involved in learning of Torah, or mitzvahs, involved in mitzvahs, lahafnas libosam lasukba, and you enable them to be able to focus on their learning, on their doing of mitzvahs, because you help them out financially. Yesh lo schar, you get schar for helping such people. Vahaschar sheyesh lo al pi'ulasohu. And the schar you get is on the action that you did. What is this language coming to teach? It's very important language. So in fact, the Minchat Yitzchak seems to say as follows, what's going on here is that Rav Hai is telling us that when you support somebody, you get the mitzvah of supporting, of helping somebody. And even when you are supporting someone in doing the mitzvah of learning, Rav Haigon was of the view apparently that you cannot purchase even when it comes to learning as if you did the learning. In other words, he would not hold by the shutfus of Yisachar's Zulun that we discussed at length. We have said that if you have somebody who's working, somebody who's learning, they can partner together, and the person who's supporting, if they have an agreement between the two, the person who is working, it's as if he does the learning himself. Rav Haigon seems to be saying that even so, the schar of somebody who's supporting somebody else who is learning is not as if the person who is working is doing the learning. You get the schar of your pa'ula. Your pa'ula is support. You're financially assisting somebody who is learning. That is a tremendous mitzvah, but it is not as if you are buying the schar. It's not as if you are doing the mitzvah of learning yourself. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, if you look at this Rav Haigon, when it comes to the selling of mitzvahs, that's Rav Haigon to his shita, so he's being consistent. The Dafka Lidei, his shita is that he doesn't distinguish between whether you have an agreement before the support or the before the learning, before the doing of the mitzvah, or after doing the action of the learning. In any case, it doesn't assist. Having an agreement before or after the mitzvah, either way, you cannot buy the schar of somebody's learning, and the same thing applies to somebody's doing a mitzvah. Certainly after the fact, you can't buy somebody's schar mitzvah, but before the fact as well, Rav Haigon, just like he says, you can't have a shutfus yisachar zvulun that you're buying somebody's learning, that is as if you are doing the learning, you're simply helping the person and you get the schar of supporting him, but not that you did the learning. The same thing applies with mitzvahs. That's Rav Haigon Latishita, so he's being consistent that it applies not only to learning, but doing a mitzvah as well. Whether you're agreeing before or after the fact, it doesn't matter. Rav Haigon is of the view that you cannot get the schar of the mitzvah itself. If you participated, if you facilitated it, then you're supporting someone, you're giving tzedakah of whatever it is, but it's not as if you did the mitzvah. So the Dayan Weiss in his Minchas Yitzchak says, however, aval acholkim, but those who disagree on this point, in other words, they are of the view that you can do the shutfus yisachar zvulun, and we saw many poskim that said you can do a shutfus yisachar zvulun, and if you have an agreement, there the agreement has to be in advance. And accordingly, if you do have that agreement in advance to support somebody and somebody's going to learn, it's as if you, the person who's supporting, did the actual learning. Gam la'acholki mahani tznai. Accordingly, they would agree. If you can do a shutvus yisachar zvulin and get the schar of the learning, they would agree that you can make a deal in advance. Kodem ha-maisa gam b'mitzvus, also when it comes to mitzvus. So if you can do a deal beforehand, and the deal is supporting somebody in learning, you can do the same thing, that you're going to pay something for somebody for the mitzvahs, and you would get the schar for doing the mitzvah. So that is the opinion of Dayan Weiss, that this comes down to the same machlokas when we saw in the shutvus yisachar zvulun, can you do a shutvus or not? The same thing applies when it comes to the doing of mitzvahs. In fact, the Tshuvas Tov Tam Vada says, the gam al lehaba, rak im al yado osik b'torah v'mitzvah. So when it comes to doing a deal, and he's talking about a deal to enable somebody to learn, to do mitzvahs, im al yadosek, if it's because of you, if you are the enabler, it's not simply here that I can buy somebody's car, but if you enable it by your finances, then that indeed is a way. You can do it for shutvas yisachar zvulun, as if you did the learning. Same thing when it comes to mitzvahs, it's as if you did the mitzvahs. Now it happens to be that a number of svarim bring a maisa with the Maharsha, that the Maharsha, two people at his time, had made a partnership for mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. They were swapping. They were each giving 50% of their ma'isim tovim to each other. Maybe you'll have more schar than I will, so let me take half of yours and you take half of mine. And they swapped that way, and one of them passed away. And the other one wanted to renege on the deal at that point. And the Maharsha said, you cannot... you cannot renege on the deal. So we see from this apparently that the Maharsha was of the view that a deal to swap mitzvahs like that is indeed bearing. It is indeed going to be effective based on that Maharsha, based on that story. But nonetheless, the Machane Chaim said that you cannot rely on stories. Stories is not something that you can deduce halacha from. So it's nice that we have the story of the Maharsha indicating that you can swap mitzvahs, you can buy mitzvahs, etc., but we cannot rely on that. And there are different opinions of the Achronim indeed as to how we understand the story of the Maharsha. So where we are right now is certainly Rav Haigon was of the view you cannot buy mitzvahs, not even after the fact, but even in advance, just like the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun. However, the Minchat Yitzchak is of the view that those who disagree with Rav Haigon, if they say you can do a shutvus when it comes to Torah learning, you can do a shutvus effectively also to get schar and mitzvahs, enabling somebody else to do mitzvahs. And in Mirtzism, we will continue on this, and we will see various opinions on in the Achronim, can you indeed buy somebody's mitzvahs, get the schar for somebody else doing the mitzvahs or not? Stay tuned. Have a wonderful day.